Instagram is adding full screen ads to your Instagram stories, but you can skip them. Copying Snapchat stories has been a successful move for Instagram since launching stories 5 months ago. Instagram has gone from 100 million daily users to 150 million daily users. Maybe that's why Instagram's description of the way ads will work in their stories seems suspiciously similar to the way ads work in Snapchat stories. So 150 million users, in case you're not keeping up, that's the same number that Snapchat released when they last released a number of their daily users. And Snap is about to IPO, so Instagram and Facebook are really doing anything they can to prepare for that. And the big difference between ads on Instagram and ads on Snapchat is that Instagram is building their ads based on everything that they know about you, not just from Instagram, but right. from Facebook. Yeah, also, that's going to be a really powerful ad platform. I'm not big into stories. I don't make Instagram stories. I don't watch people's Instagram stories. But I don't know. Do you think it would be annoying to just see an ad pop up?
I mean, yeah, only because like if I'm in the middle of an experience and then suddenly out of nowhere this full moving video ad starts playing with audio. On one hand, I would find that annoying, but on the other hand, you can easily skip it. Like you just, as you were showing in the video, you swipe through it, it starts. As long as it's obvious that it's an ad and it looks like the way they're doing it, you know, they have kind of the company logo up in the top corner. So, you know, after a couple of times, you know exactly what to look for and you can skip through it. Is it going to annoy users, you know, out of using the product? I doubt it. I mean, actually, Instagram has done a really great job of copying Snapchat. You know what I mean? Like in this whole push of kind of duplicating a lot of this functionality, they've got a lot of eyeballs. They've got a lot of users that are kind of redevoted to the platform as a result of that. One interesting thing to note right now, publishers currently get no revenue cut. That's according to CMO Today. Publishers basically are waiting for Instagram to share revenue or to create an ad revenue model around this. So it's really kind of a test phase that doesn't benefit the publishers other than to be on the platform from the beginning when they launch this functionality and to go there. But, you know, in the end, copying Snapchat has been a really good strategy for Instagram. So it makes perfect sense that they would continue to do it here.
Yeah. And Snapchat has Snapchat Discover or Snap. Snapchat Discover, which, you know, those ads do go, I think they get a cut because it's, you know, it's stories from journalists, like it's actual stories, not just, you know, what you think of as a Snapchat story, like what you had for lunch or where you are, you know, getting cocktails at the club or whatever. I don't know, Kara, what do you do on Snapchat? You don't tell us.
Do you get cocktails in the club? Yeah. Okay.
She's making a Snapchat story right now. But, you know, those aren't, you don't get money for those. Yeah. Not like YouTube. So far, I mean, we heard earlier this week that Facebook was going to give a cut to creators on Facebook. But before that, it's really only been YouTube that was giving a cut to people.
Right. Any length of view apparently is counted as a view. So even if you just skip in it and it just starts playing for a split second, then you move on. I just find it interesting how the different platforms kind of manage that kind of stuff. Facebook makes it a little bit longer. Here, anything is registered as a view. So